I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iranian authorities clashed with opposition supporters yesterday as thousands rallied in Tehran to mark the 31st anniversary of the founding of the Islamic Republic. Tear gas and arrests marred the celebration. Evangelist Sammy Tippett broadcast television programming into Iran via satellite. He says what's happening is ironic.
There was a revolution that took place that brought the people back to Islam and made this an Islamic Republic. As a result of that, the people have now seen Islam for what it is, and they are rejecting it.
Next, China's emergence into the global marketplace has brought with it a new sophistication. China partners Eric Berkland says people are migrating to the urban centers. That's both good and bad news for the church.
This is now bringing with them the secularization and the concern for materialism. So this is putting pressure on local pastors.
The growth of the church in China is outpacing its resources, especially in the rural areas. Discipleship training is a priority.
We get invited on a regular basis by these Christian leaders to conduct short-term training seminars. And so once again, we are preparing to go again in May.
And the Crescent Project has recognized a disconnect between Christians trying to reach Muslims. Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says,
the church in America today lacks a biblical understanding of Islam and tools how to witness to Muslims and communicate with Muslims without offending them.
So they're holding a Bridges one-day conference in Louisville, Kentucky.
Our role is to show them the love of Jesus, to focus on Jesus as the Savior, and present them the best thing we have.
The conference is March 6th. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering a free copy of the book Prayer Factor by evangelist Sammy Tippett. To get your copy, which includes a study book, call 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.